Good morning, Pat. It's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder on WGRR. How are you today?
I'm okay, Tim. Thanks for asking.
Oh, no problem.
I called last week. I guess you remember we had a problem with a recurring odor in one room in the house.
Yes, I pretty much remember.
And we had treated the floor and had professionals treat it and painted it with white shellac, and the odor still remains in the room.
That's right. And I said to try to do the plastic thing to see what happened.
Yeah.
And what was the result?
Well, initially, when we put the plastic down, we said, oh, that's it. It's gone. The smell is gone. So then we proceeded. We opened the window, left the room for closed it up, left the room for 2 hours. And when we came back, it was back.
Okay. With the plastic down still.
Yep, and we duct taped it all around.
Okay, well, so, but what about the odor then? If you went to another room or another part of the house, was it there as well?
No.
Just in that room?
Yes.
Okay, well, what that's telling me is that the plastic that you put down was just like a regular piece of plastic.
No, we went to the hardware store, but this is the only thing you said to get the 6 mil thick.
That's right. Okay, so you just gave me a really important clue here. When you first put it down,
mm-hmm.
the odor went away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the reason I wanted you to buy the cheap stuff, you know, because I was just talking to the other caller.
I was listening.
Okay. There's different types of plastic out there. The most common plastic that just about everybody buys, that's either 4 or 6 mil and it's kind of clear.
Mm-hmm.
That plastic, even though you think it stops, I mean, actually, if you put it over your head and someone ties a string around your neck, you are going to die. You know, you won't get any air. You won't get enough. But it actually does leak air.
Okay.
But this is important. Some of them leak a lot more than others because mm-hmm. they're inferior quality. They've got pinholes in them.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is now I'm convinced that the odor is absolutely coming out of the ground. Coming out of the ground. It's coming through the slab.
It's on the second floor.
On the second floor of the house?
Yes.
Okay. This is a second floor bedroom with a wood floor.
Yes.
Okay. So, and can you identify the odor at all? Have any clue what it smells like?
No. The only thing I can say is it's a little bit stifling. You know what I mean?
Okay. And the wood floor is in good shape. I mean, it's not. What was on this floor before? Was it carpeted?
It was, and it was stained with pet urine, and the underlayment was stained with pet urine too. But we treated it with I used a commercial product from the pet store, and then we had an asbestos abatement team come, and they used a biocide, and then they used a sealer that they use, and then the smell was still there, so I used white shellac.
Okay, here's what I think it might be. Are the baseboards still on in the room? You know, like the...
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the people that lived there before, it must be cats. They had to be a cats, right? Was it a cat, or do you know if it was
a
dog?
No, they had dogs.
Dogs, huh?
But they also had a rabbit, but I don't know if they kept the rabbit up there.
Well, you know, both... dogs do it, but male cats are really bad about doing it. You know, they'll what they call spray, and they'll mark...
Yeah.
Especially cats, they have a gland, and they mark their territory. A lot of times, here's where a lot of times these odors are, and people don't realize it. They'll come up to a wall. Cats are really bad about this, and they'll mark the wall, and that urine or that spray will go down the wall, and it'll run over the baseboard, but some of it will actually go behind the baseboard,
mm-hmm.
and those odor molecules are like there, and you know,
mm-hmm.
until if you don't get rid of them behind even the baseboards, you got problems. So I think that what has happened is that some of this odor is still coming from the edges of the room or those treatments. The sad thing is that before you started all those treatments, if you had used, I actually sell a product that will get rid of pet odors completely. But, you know, now that you've shellacked the room and whatever, you know, my product can't get down through into the wood. So in other words, what you may have to do is you just may have to strip off or sand off that shellac, take the baseboards off, completely sanitize the room and clean it, and put down, like, see, the product that I sell is a really, really strong oxygen bleach. And what the oxygen bleach chemical does, or the ion, and it's so powerful that it'll actually get rid of skunk spill. You know how if you get sprayed by a skunk,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people say you can't get rid of it? My stuff will. It will completely de-skunkify anything. Because all it does is the oxygen bleach goes in and breaks the odor molecule in half. So that's all we have to do. You've got to. I just don't think that the room was cleaned well enough. Simple as that.
Well, it didn't even kind of modify it at all.
Yeah, well, then that tells me that there's a lot of this odor that's coming from the edge of the room, but potentially behind that baseboard. I'll bet you could do another quick experiment. You could pull off one piece of baseboard and see, and actually put your nose behind there and actually on the baseboard and see how strong it is right by the baseboard.
Suppose I'm in the wrong spot in the room. I don't think it, if it only went in one spot in the room.
Oh, no, it'll those odor molecules, it's like mercaptans in natural gas. You don't need that many in the room, to be able to actually, for you to pick up that odor in your nose. You don't need that much. So I think you got to go to level two, take off a baseboard, and see if it's a little stronger when you do that.
We just had them paint it again.
I know. Well, it doesn't take much effort to get one off.
The paint wouldn't conceal it then.
Not really. It doesn't do a good job. No.
And then the next thing we were going to do is we're going to put new carpet down.
No, don't do that. Not right now. Don't do it.
No,
don't do any of this. I know you got to solve this problem.
Well, now we take one piece of. Can I call you at another number instead of wait until next week?
It's pretty tough. The problem is I got a ton of people who want to do that, and then if I do that during the week, I never get anything done. See the problem that I have?
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But just,
then I'm waiting a week's time to.
I know, but I think now I'm convinced I know what the problem is. That room hasn't been sanitized enough yet. It has not been done enough yet. You're going to have to pull those baseboards off. You're going to have to see what's behind the baseboards, and you potentially are going to have to get that shellac off that floor and really sanitize the room. Yeah,
it wouldn't work if we put more shellac on it.
You're going to have to use a product like mine to completely get rid of the odor and be done with it. I mean, at this point in time, the shellac, you're trying to mask the odor. You're trying to cover it up.
Well, at first we had done the Nature's Miracle and then the Biocide and then the...
But those products might not have been the right thing to use is what I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
Right. All right, Pat, well, try that and then get back with me.
Wait, can you take the subfloor up?
Oh, yeah, you can do that. Absolutely.
Now, somebody told us $5,000 to do that.
No, that's too much money.
Okay.
All right, pal. All give right. me a call next Saturday.
All right.
All right. Thanks very much for calling. Okay. Bye-bye.